song sticks in my head. It reminds me, last year I went to Mexico by myself, as I do every year. And I remember watching a storm that went on as I was drinking tequila.
Well, that must be nice.
We are going back to Mexico.
Yes, we are, January 13th. And this is a trip where we go, we broadcast live, we fly into Cancun, and then it's actually the Riviera Maya area. We're going to the El Dorado Seaside Suites.
Yeah.
We've been to an El Dorado, not to this actual Seaside Suites. Brand new building, swim up rooms. If you're on like a higher floor, they have an infinity pool that goes along the entire length of the building in front of all the rooms. Five-star dining, all-inclusive, adult only. Go to mix93.com if you want to be on our trip. And now we have an extra bonus. Those of you who didn't think it was cool enough to hang out with me and Rocket, Tara's going too.
Oh, yeah. So excited.
You know, Teresa and I were just sitting around talking. Tara, you know we love you so much. And you're such a hard worker. We believe you should come there and hang out with us. You know, you're going to be working, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be kicking butt left and right and then having fun.
Have we told her yet that she's going to be carrying all of the heavy equipment?
Not yet.
Okay, we'll save that for later. But it really is going to be great. And we I know we have over 50 people going, almost 60, but we could still hook you up with a couple of rooms if you want to go. So you can contact our friend Jay French, Ultimate Vacations, and all the info is at mix93.com.
Now, what did your fiance say when you said you're going to Mexico?
He was super supportive, and he actually high-fived our dog and said, "Boys week," and I wasn't sure about that.
I wonder if he's upset right now that you just shared that story with all of his masculine friends, or
it needs to come out,
adorable.
You know?
All right, let's get to our trending topics. We all knew that Kansas City Royals manager Ned Yost, that he fell and that he hurt himself. We'd already heard that he hurt some ribs and his pelvis. I had no idea how bad it was. You know, he was at his home where it's in Atlanta, isn't it, or near there?
Yes.
And he broke his pelvis, 4 ribs. He fell about 20 feet from a deer stand on his property. This was back on November 4th in Georgia. But he says he probably would have died if he didn't have his cell phone with him at the time of the incident. He was released from a hospital Sunday, but he says he will be in a wheelchair for about 2 months. He thought it was, I mean, he knew he was hurt, but I think he thought it wasn't as serious, and he got there and they told him, you're bleeding to death.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and apparently that is a pretty common way to die, and people don't know how serious it is. Like, what if he maybe didn't realize things were broken and, oh, fine, you know, walk it off.
He's so lucky.
I know, that's very scary. GQ released the covers of their annual Men of the Year issue, and one of them went to Colin Kaepernick, who they've named their Citizen of the Year. And you have to admit, the whole, you know, take a knee thing, whether you agree with it or disagree, he did start a movement.
Oh, yeah, he did.
So he obviously is very influential. Colin did not give an interview to GQ, but he did pose for photos, and he's also featured on one of the many covers. The others went to Gal Gadot, Wonder Woman, and she is the Wonder Woman of the Year. Stephen Colbert got the Bad Hombre of the Year, and Kevin Durant the Champion of the Year. Millions of Americans who didn't have high blood pressure when they woke up yesterday morning may have high blood pressure now. That's because medical groups, including the American Heart Association, are lowering the standard for what's considered high blood pressure. The new threshold is now 130 over 80. The line used to be 140 over 90. I never know my numbers.
Me either.
Every time I go to the doctor, they always do it. I'm like, is that good? Am I okay? I don't know why I can't just remember it, but I don't. And New York University did a very important test, and we've actually talked about it, but now they've gone into more detail, and that is testing 200 people for psychopathic traits. They had them listen to over 260 songs, and we now know that in addition to, because I told you, I think, before that psychopaths really enjoy Eminem, Lose Yourself.
Yes.
Remember how I said that? And they...
Hold on a second. Let me enjoy this for a second.
If you had...
Not because I'm a psychopath, but I remember when I got to see the one man show. I was the only one in the audience watching him perform.
Yeah, because you went on the stage when you weren't supposed to, like a psychopath would.
Don't judge me.
Well, now after doing more details, the scientists at New York University have figured out that psychopaths really dig Justin Bieber.
Okay.
In particular, this song.
What do you mean?
It means you're a psychopath. Apparently, it was very popular with subjects who scored very high on the psychopath scale.
What do you mean?
I'm learning a lot about Rocket right now.
I agree. I mean, I feel like he's jamming. He's listening to it. He's not realizing how much of a psychopath he is.
I'm sorry, what do you mean?
Does that mean Selena Gomez is a psychopath?